peak power plants operate only during high demand times. They're just part of the overall equation in meeting long-term electrical demand. But the Public Service Commission's Anne Marie Newman says these smaller plants do play an important balance and help stave off brownouts.
When we look at planning for growth in electricity demand, we really have to look at two figures. We have to look at growth in base and growth in peak demand. And what that means is we have to look at how the overall demand for electricity goes up, but we also have to look at the hottest day with the highest demand, how much is that level going up? And peaking facilities are important for meeting the increased demand that we see on hot days.
Newman says this past summer did not have as high of electrical demand as previous summers. The natural gas-fired peak power plant expected to be approved by the PSC will be for a subsidiary of Minnesota Power. It will be built in Superior and will have a 170-megawatt capacity capable of powering about 80,000 homes. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.